Now, as I said in my opening comments, since we passed the Energy Policy Act of 2005, and we began to streamline the process to bring a new design construction concept online and grant guarantees for the construction of nuclear reactors for commercial electrical production, there's been what many call a renaissance as it relates to the possibility of pouring concrete to actually build new reactors. Certainly the debate of climate change, the emission of greenhouse gases, has caused us to recognize the need for what we call baseloading of our electrical system with large units of production that are non-emitting. And of course, at this time, technology says the only one that's really out there in that high capacity way would be a nuclear reactor. And that is also clearly what has fed the growth, the desire to develop, the licensing process that's underway, the design concepts, the attempt to locate new reactors at current sites and facilities. But something happened in my state of Idaho this past week that tells me and should tell the world that there's still a great deal of uncertainty out there as it relates to siting a nuclear reactor. And part of that uncertainty is the unwillingness of this Congress to get on with the issue of siting a deep geologic repository, getting the licensing process over with, dealing with reprocessing, and truly bringing our arms around the issue of the waste stream. MidAmerica, a large utility in the Midwest that has recently acquired utilities in Idaho and adjoining states, or at least utilities that feed part of Idaho's electricity, made the decision that they would attempt to build a nuclear reactor in my state of Idaho. They looked all over the country, decided that Idaho was the preferable location based on their needs and their need to load their service area, and because they thought that the climate was appropriate in Idaho. They studied it. They spent millions of dollars looking at that possibility. They determined this past week that they would not move forward. Why? Because even under the most favorable conditions, in possibly the most favorable state, they found that the uncertainty and the expense was still too great. Who's MidAmerica? Well, it's an asset of Berkshire Hathaway. It's an asset of Warren Buffett, probably one of the deepest pockets in the world. And yet they and their studies, with due diligence, determined that they would not move forward after millions of dollars was spent. And it was all based on cost and uncertainty. And part of that uncertainty rests right here in the United States Senate and with a Congress that will not, in a clear, clean, decisive way, say, we're going to deal with the issue of the waste stream as the rest of the component pieces that we've put together to build a true nuclear renaissance in this country. And I think it's critical that we move forward. This legislation, S-2551, speaks to that. It speaks to that long-term importance. I co-sponsored legislation this past year that Senator Domenici and I introduced that dealt with the kinds of issues that are dealt with in S-2551. These two bills, the Domenici-Craig bill, now the Inhofe-Craig and others bill, would allow Yucca Mountain to open on a predictable timeline, replacing, as I've said, the uncertainty. And it protects the citizens of Idaho and South Carolina and 30 other states that are currently storing nuclear materials. Nuclear energy, nuclear power, clearly remains our best and brightest options in the near term as it relates to a sustainable, non-emitting source of energy for our country. And clearly, this Congress should not, and to date has not, stood in the way of building that renaissance. From the policies passed in 2005 to the guarantees that we're offering to the new licensing process that the Nuclear Regulatory Commission is now in the final stages of developing, the only piece left undone is the issue of waste stream, and it's critically important that we deal with it. If we don't, if we were to put a blight on the potential growth of nuclear energy, here's what can happen. From 1995 to 2006, nuclear power helped us avoid more than 8 million metric tons of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. Many states have started to say no to coal and yes to nuclear power or other forms of clean energy. But other than nuclear power, they are limited. And clearly, we shouldn't be saying no. Our economy, our growth, future jobs for this country, the vitality of our economic leadership in the world is tied to available energy, abundant energy, and reasonably cost energy. And we know today the one source of energy that answers all of those charges is nuclear. Yucca Mountain remains a key piece of all of that picture. That's why Senator Inhofe has introduced the legislation, why I'm co-sponsor of it, and I certainly encourage all of my colleagues to look through clear glasses at this issue. Because we've got to deal with the waste stream in a responsible fashion. We need to do so in a way that is acceptable to the industry and acceptable to the American people. The efforts that have been put forth from day one in the examination of the geology, the development of the core tunnel at Yucca Mountain, all of those stages are there for the public to see. The licensing process is now underway, which is the next step. Let's don't just arbitrarily and politically step into the middle of it and mess it up. And I must tell you that the frustration that I've had just listening to presidential candidates out on the road, if you want the endorsement of a single state, you're against Yucca Mountain, and that single state was Nevada. This is a national issue. It is not a local issue. This is federal land, properly handled, properly researched, and it can be properly developed in a safe way for all Americans and for our future. That's what this legislation speaks to. I'm pleased to be a co-sponsor with Senator Inhofe. He introduced it in a timely fashion, and clearly within the course of this year, it's something that needs to be debated, something that we need to deal with. This administration has moved forward as quickly and responsibly as they could in the licensing process. Is certainly something that needs to be completed in the overall effort of the renaissance of nuclear power in our country and that form of generation as a important option in our mix of energy sources for this nation for now and into the future.